Two drops of saliva that were found next to each other. One was tummy and one was tar. Now the one that's tummy is not badai tummy. It's suffix tummy. It might have came from a zav, zava, or nida. And the saliva of a zav, zava, or nida is an avad tumah. And the other saliva is tar. We know where it came from. We know it didn't come from a zav, zava, or nida. If you have a suffix, which one of these two drops of saliva you touched, carried, or moved? And this suffix occurred in a Rishus HaYachid. And after you touch, carry, or move one of these two drops of saliva, you touch Truma. The din is that Truma is toilet. The ketzis is bad, it's not burnt, nor is it eaten. It can't be eaten, because maybe the drop of saliva that you came into contact with was the saliva that's regarded as Tamei Misafik. And the din would be, like we saw in the previous mission, that if you vadai, touch, carried, or moved a drop of saliva that's regarded as tummy, and then he touched truma, the truma would be burnt. On the other hand, the truma cannot be burnt either, as maybe the drop of saliva he came into contact with was the saliva that's tar, so instead, the truma would be kept in suspense. It wouldn't be burnt, nor would it be eaten. Now, my garden, Bershut Rabbim, is my Shehem Lachim. If you have a suffix, which one of these two drops of saliva you touched in a Bershut Rabbim, a public domain, and the saliva was still damp, and afterwards you touched truma, the din would be the same, that the truma would be kept in suspense, not eaten nor burnt. Even though we have a clock that a suffix tumah b'rishus harabim seiko tar, when you have a suffix tumah, if that suffix occurred in rishus harabim, it would be regarded as tar. But since, in this case, you touched one of the two drops of saliva while still damp, and therefore some of it got stuck to your goof, anything stuck to the goof of a person is regarded as being in a rishus hayachid, so therefore we treat it as a suffix tumah b'rishus hayachid. But if you have a suffix, which one of the two drops of saliva you carried in a Rishus HaRabim and afterward you touched Truma, then that would be treated as a suffix Tumah versus HaYachid, whether the saliva is damp or not. Even if the saliva is a little bit dried out, it still would be considered a suffix Tumah versus HaYachid, and the din would be that the Truma would be kept in suspense. And since you're carrying the saliva, so it's considered as being in Rishus HaYachid, whether it's damp or not. As when somebody is carrying something, that object is considered as being in a Rishus HaYachid since it's being carried by the person. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether saliva is damp or dry. Only when you touch the saliva is it only regarded as suffix tumah Rishus HaYachid if it's damp. Because if it's dried out a little bit, it wouldn't get stuck to the person, so it wouldn't be regarded as being in a Rishus HaYachid. But where you carry the saliva, it is regarded as a suffix tumah Rishus HaYachid. So if afterwards you touch truma, the din would be toilet. Haya rok yechidi v'nagabo v'naso v'esito b'rishus harabim. If there was only one drop of saliva that was found, and that drop of saliva comes from an unknown source, so it has to be regarded as tamei, as it might have came from a zav, zava, or nida, and you touched it, carried it, or moved it in a b'rishus harabim, a public domain, and afterwards you touched truma, the din would be sarfin alav et a truma b'ein tzarech loymar b'rishus hayachid. The truma would be burnt, even though the suffix occurred in a Rishus HaRabim, and a suffix tumah Rishus HaRabim is regarded as tar. But in this case, since there was only one rope, and that rope has to be regarded as tamei, as Rabbanan decreed, that a rope from an unknown source is regarded as being vadai tamei, so it's not considered a suffix tumah Rishus HaRabim. Instead, it's considered a vadai tumah. So therefore, even though you touched it in a Rishus HaRabim, if you subsequently touched truma, the truma would be burnt, and most certainly, if you touched it in a Rishus HaYachid and subsequently touched truma, the truma would be burnt, as even a suffix tuma is regarded as tamei in a Rishus HaYachid. The following uncertainty, Chachamim declared that they should be regarded as tar. Even if these sveikos occurred in a Rishus HaYachid, and we have a klal, suffix tuma versus HaYachid, sveikos tamei. When a suffix tuma is in a Rishus HaYachid, the suffix is regarded as being tamei. The following uncertainties are an exception to that rule. Safek mayim she'uvim lemikvah. If we have a safek, whether three loaves of drawn water fell into a mikvah, as a mikvah must have 40 sa'ah of rain water, mayim she'uvim is possible for a mikvah. And if the mikvah did not yet have 40 sa'ah of rain water, and three lugan of mayim she'uvim fell into the mikvah would be possible. And the Mishnah tells us that if we have a suffix with the three lugan of mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah, that suffix would be regarded as being tar. Somebody was tummy immersed in that mikvah, he would be tar. Suffix tuma safa apremai. If we have a suffix regarding a tuma that was floating on a water, that suffix also would be regarded as tar with a suffix. Whether somebody came into contact with that tuma, he would be tar. This suffix plus the following figures will be explained in the following Mishnahs. Suffik mashkin litame tame ulitame tar. If we have a suffix regarding whether liquids had become tame, that suffix would be regarded as tame. But if we have a suffix whether liquid that were tame or mitame something else, that suffix is regarded as tar. Suffik yadayim litame ulitahar tar. If we have a suffix regarding yadayim, whether your hands had become tummy, or if we have a suffix regarding whether your tummy hands were mitame something else, or if we have a suffix regarding the tara of your yadayim, if your hands were tummy and you were mitare your hands, then you have a suffix whether you were mitare them correctly, all of these figures are regarded as tar. Suffix reshus harabit. If we have a suffix tuma in a reshus harabit in a public domain, that suffix would be regarded as tar. Suffix divrei sefer. If we have a suffix regarding a tumah which is made divrei sefer and a tumah which is midrabanan, if the suffix comes up regarding a tumah which is only midrabanan, that suffix is regarded as tar. Suffix hachulin. If we have a suffix regarding chulin, non-tumah, something which is chulin and a suffix crops up regarding that would be regarded as tar. Suffix shratim. If we have a suffix regarding the tumah of shratim, suffix negam, or if we have a suffix regarding nigam, regarding sarat, suffek nazira, suffek becharos, usuffek karbanos. If we have a suffek regarding a nazir, or a suffek regarding a bechor that is given to a coin, or a suffek regarding a korban that you may choose to bring, all these figures will be explained in the following Mishnayos.